what happened over the course of this last decade is Republicans set about using gerrymandering, this ancient political term of politicians drawing their own lines to lock themselves in advantages and to disadvantage the other side. And they did so with the best technology and the most precise voter data ever available, so that they were able to draw gerrymanders in 2011, the last time we went through this process, that were fundamentally different and more enduring than any other time in our nation's history. And we have seen the impact of this on our politics, both nationally and in all of these states that were so heavily gerrymandered over the course of this decade. Democrats have not been able to win a chamber back in the state legislatures in North Carolina, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, or Michigan this entire decade under these maps, even in years in which they win hundreds of thousands of more votes. It's not enough. And the trials in all of these states have laid out quite clearly the intent behind how this happened, and the specifics of the precise mathematical formulas and the surgical way that these map makers went about crafting these lines in order to ensure that they would be a firewall against a majority of voters. And those firewalls have held this entire decade. We just so needed the Supreme Court to stand up here and say, we can't perhaps draw every map ourselves. We're not interested in taking on that responsibility. But when partisans go so far as to entrench minority rule for a decade, maybe longer, that is anti-American, it's anti-small-d democratic, and we're not going to allow it to happen.